is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Kermit Jones is up with us. I knew Kermit as a high school student in rural Virginia when I lived there, and Kermit Jones would visit the farm. And Kermit graduated high school. He was accepted to the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis. He was a surface warfare officer. He is an author. He's written 2 books. Third is on the way. First book, Prepper Pete Prepares. It's an introduction to prepping for children. The second book was Prepper Pete's 12 Days of Prepper Christmas. And the third book is Gun of a Son. Welcome, Kermit Jones.
Thank you, Vince. How are we doing today?
Kermit, I am well. It's great to hear your voice. So, Kermit, I read the storyboard. You emailed the storyboard for your third book called Gun of a Son, and it's a great book to teach children about gun safety. And you know what I find fascinating about that, Kermit? You say in your book that when a child is visiting a friend's home, a young child, you're very concerned about, you know, one of them or the other picking up that gun. And, you know, you don't say it quite so graphically, but you're afraid that somebody might get shot. And that is precisely what my focus was on when I taught our young children about gun safety. So why don't we start with this? You've written a series of books about preparedness for children, and the latest is gun safety. It's probably a controversial topic, but I love it. I'm right with you. I agree with what you're doing. And if I were to write the book, it would probably be very similar in concept and terminology and highlight the same important areas. So I am absolutely on the same page with you. Tell us why you wrote the book in your words, please.
Well, Vincent, when I first started the Prepper Pete series, I was kind of focused specifically on prepping. And, you know, the next book after Gun of a Son is Survival of Sam Stocks Up, and it talks about the 4 B's of prepping, and the one after that's going to be Gets Out of Dodge. But in the midst of doing the prepping, you know, I'm looking at this Prepper Pete Prepares book, the first one in the series, and the reason it'll never make it into a public school is because Prepper Pete's holding a gun. You know, he's got an AR-15 or something to that effect. He's got pistols that he's doing. He buys guns. He goes hunting. And he's got his son with him in a few cases. So as I was doing that, I'm concerned about what image or what example Prepper Pete sets to all kids. And we made one change to the book based on one comment of, hey, this isn't the best way to do it. And boom, I went and I was happy to pay the money to update the book to a new version. So since the beginning of the Prepper Pete series, and even before that personally, I have a strong concern for gun safety in kids. My children are young, ages 10 and below. I've got 4 girls, and you know, I want them to be, I don't know if comfortable around guns is the word, but I want them to be knowledgeable around guns. And I think that that's key. So this kind of triggered, I stopped the Prepper Pete train, so to speak, to stop and focus on a gun safety book, because I really think that this is something that the kids need to know. And, you know, and I don't pretend to, I don't think I'm reinventing the wheel. I know there's gun safety books out there for kids. I think the NRA has a great program called Eddie Eagle, which a lot of people are familiar with. But if you look at the Eddie Eagle program, you will never see Eddie Eagle with a gun. He focuses strictly on, you know, don't touch, go away, tell an adult, that sort of stuff. And that's great. That's the kind of, and I didn't want to overlap that or step on any feathers with that regard, ruffle Eddie Eagle's feathers. But I did want something that showed kids, hey, look, this is how you act around guns. And so you brought up if you're at a friend's house, you know, that's probably my number one reason, I think, for parents to talk to their kids about gun safety. I'm not concerned about the kids and the guns in my house. I know that they're either secure or they know not to touch them. And you got to be careful when you say you know your kids. But I'm more concerned when they go to a friend's house and the friend wants to show off something, or, you know, hey, this is cool, check this out. You know, there's kind of a scene like that you saw on the storyboard, I'm sure, where the friend's trying to go, hey, you know, look at this collection. And a Prepper Pete's son, Charlie's like going, ah! And that's what I want my kids to do. If one of their friends says something about a gun, I want them to be like, no, we shouldn't be doing this, and I'm going to leave. And that's the expectation of my kids. And I think they would respect my, I think they'll respect me as their father, because they know that I'm doing it. They understand the ramifications of their own safety and their friend's safety, not just because they get in trouble or something. I think you have to teach your kids a little bit deeper than that. So that's the initial reason. I just think that it's probably one of the most important.
I'm in total agreement. I'm in total agreement, Kermit, because what I taught our children was, if they're at a friend's house and a friend picks up a gun, says, or goes toward a gun, maybe it's on the nightstand of, you know, one of their parents. Hey, look what my dad's got, or look what my mom's got, and just don't touch it, you know, put it down, let's leave this room. I mean, that was my instruction to our children, because I wasn't so concerned about our children doing something irresponsible. I was worried about the other child, because I had no idea what the other child might or might not have been taught about gun safety. And of course, we treat every firearm as if it's loaded. And we never point a firearm at anything that we're not interested in destroying. I mean, it's as simple as that. And you and I have been taught to keep our finger off the trigger until we're ready to discharge. So, young people, what were we taught when we were younger? We heard the stories about, I didn't know it was loaded, or I didn't think it was loaded. You know, when someone was shot, injured, or dead on the floor, right? And we've heard those stories from our parents that, you know, they knew someone who was shot.
And the
response was always the same.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And one of the things that that really upsets me, I think, today, and the one reason I'm willing to take on a subject like this is because if you look at what our news does with the topic, they skew the numbers in their favor. I don't know if you remember the Diane Sawyer video, Young Guns, special report that ABC did a while back, but it focused on child deaths, and she basically said that, you know, like 2,000 kids died last year, but their definition of kid was under the age of 20. And they didn't specify. I mean, 18 and 19 year olds could be in military and could have died in a combat zone by gunshot wound. But they didn't break any of those numbers out. They just said under the age of 20. And that's not, I think when most people think of kids, we think, I mean, the CDC defines a kid as, I think, 14, 1 through 14. And that was 62 unintentional fire deaths. And if you look at the numbers, it's on decline. The number of accidental shootings for children has actually been in a steady decline for, a decade. I mean, it's great news. I need to be careful how I say that. It's great news that the word's getting out for safety and that less kids are dying. One child death is too many. I'm firm on that statement. But they don't report the fact that, hey, we're making progress. And then, you know, why are we making progress? They just focus on the hair on fire, running around, throwing some numbers out there just to scare people and kind of work them up into a frenzy. And I will fight that tooth and nail that mob mentality of all guns are bad, because they're not. They're a tool.
Well, we're in total agreement. And, you know, I was thinking back.
Oh, agreed.
I was thinking back to when I was younger, and I had a BB gun, and I had a pellet pistol, you know, a Crossman pellet pistol. You'd pump it up. The more you pumped it up, the higher the velocity of the pellet. It was a .22 caliber pellet pistol. And, you know, I had a, I think it was a Sears Roebuck branded BB gun that would hold 750 rounds. And you'd cock it once and it would fire, and it was air powered, but we were taught, you know, not to destroy things. We shot at targets, we shot at cans, and we learned about marksmanship and we learned about gun safety, but we didn't play cowboys and Indians with our BB guns. I mean, that's something we didn't do, because we heard the stories, Kermit, of young people back in the 1920s and 1930s who had these BB guns, and their eye was shot out, you know. So we didn't want that to happen, so we just didn't shoot at each other with BB guns or pellet guns, and we never aimed them. And that's what you, that's one of the messages that you have in your series, Gun of a Son, that's not quite published yet, but it's on its way, right?
It is. It should be out probably within the next 2 weeks, I think. I'm waiting on our graphics gentleman is actually the one that kind of puts the layout together. So he's working on it this weekend, and hopefully he'll have something for me in a week or two. But I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, the book shows, you know, the danger zone, the danger zone of the gun. Don't look down the muzzle. It shows a chamber, what it should look like empty. But there's a note towards the back that talks about, I didn't include it in the picture portion, but it talks about how, you know, airsoft and BB guns, those pellet guns, they can be dangerous. You should follow the gun safety rules of those too. You know, if people hear air gun and they think, oh, it's not that big a deal. It's like a diet gun, I guess. But, you know, if you look at the air gun world out there, there's people that are taking out buffaloes with some of these things for 50 cal air gun. So a .22 air gun can be just as dangerous. I mean, if you hit somebody in the eyeball, I mean, it you got to be very careful. And I think that you're right. You were raised to be respectful of what's around you. I think that's what we need to teach our kids. I think you'd agree with that.
Absolutely. Kermit Jones, the Prepper Pete's series. We're talking about Gun of a Son. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kermit Jones is with us. Prepper Pete Prepares. Page one, USAPrepares.com. If you go to page number one, you can see the post that says Prepper Pete Prepares, Kermit Jones, USAPrepares.com instructor books. If you'd like to see his books and if you'd like to go to Amazon and purchase them, you may. And just go to USAPrepares.com, page one. You'll see the link. It'll take you right to the series and you'll get a chance to see thumbnails of what he has published. Kermit, I was thinking back. I had a cork ball rifle, and it shot these cork balls probably, maybe 3/8 of an inch in diameter, maybe even a half an inch in diameter. And it's kind of like a more safe version of a BB gun. And you know, I had a pellet pistol, Crossman pellet pistol, and then and a Sears Roebuck version of a BB gun. And then I graduated to a 22 at about 10 years old, and then and graduated on up. And I was thinking about, when do we start teaching young people about firearms? What do you think the progression should be in the current, at our current time, you know, 2014? What do you see?
Well, I thought that the way the media puts it, when they turn six, we should just issue AK-47s to everybody and call it a day. I'm not quite there in my own world. I think that there's a couple of things. The first page of the book says when Pete's son became old enough, and I think that that's a very, I don't want to say private, but a very personal and it requires discretion on the part of a parent. And I think a lot of times people mistake age for maturity. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm never going to come out and say, hey, at this age, that's when you should start teaching your kids or when they should handle firearms. And there are some firearms. I was having a discussion with my brother-in-law the other day. There are some world famous firearms people that shoot or that compete. And they say that they have kids that are 6 or 8 years old that have never even touched a gun. So that's their choice. I don't have a problem with that, because their kids are informed and know the safety rules and stuff. But I think that it really depends on the child. Now, Pete, if you look on the birthday candles for Charlie's birthday when he gets the gun, you'll see there's 10 candles. I think that that's a rough estimate age. But again, you know, there's some 10-year-olds that may not be mature enough. There are some 6-year-olds that may be mature enough. And when I say 6, I'm kind of in your world of maybe a BB gun or some sort of starter gun.
Mm-hmm.
My 10-year-old, she understands the rules of gun safety. She really doesn't get a kick out of shooting. She doesn't enjoy it quite so much. She learns it because of the safety aspect, and she appreciates that part. But my 9-year-old, she gets excited about shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my wife and I kind of we're discussing things, but there are guns out there designed for entry-level shooters, stuff that wasn't an option, I don't think, when you and I were growing up. You know, the Cricket, which is a small 22. It's got a short stock. You can get it pink or chipmunk version, whatever, but it's a single-shot 22. And once you put the bolt forward, you actually have to reach up and pull back the firing pin before it will shoot. And so it's a safety aspect when you're on the range. And it's also a very conscious, thought process for the kid that there's this process involved in shooting the weapon. So as far as what age should you get kids involved, I think that I'm not going to say the younger the better, but I think that at the earlier ages, like 6 and 8, you know, if you're cleaning your gun and your kids see you cleaning the gun and you're handling it properly, you know, kids are going to do what they see, not what you tell them. So if they see mom or dad handling a gun safely from an early age, that's going to be driven home. And my kids will always see, always, when I get ready to hand a gun to someone else, like if it's their uncle, if we're sitting there cleaning guns, the gun could be on the table and the bolt out, and they're still going to see me stop and look at the chamber to make sure there's not a bullet in it before I hand it to him. It's because I think it is necessary for the example that I'm setting to my children. And so, you know, as far as what age, I think that the younger can be better as long as it's maturity appropriate for your child. And that's a decision that a parent's got to make based on each one of their kids. You know, my 8 and 6-year-old don't really have a huge interest. I'm not going to force it on them. They know never to touch a gun, obviously, some of the basic rules. But my 9-year-old, she's at the point that she's interested, and I think that's a key point that parents should take advantage of. I think that's probably what you did with your kids, too, when they grew up. When they took interest, you took a little more time to explain stuff. Is that what you did?
You're absolutely right. Kermit Jones, Prepper Pete Prepares. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I was thinking about when I was younger, and, you know, Kermit, I took a little bit of heat for teaching our children about guns, but my concern was about their safety. And let me just share with you what I did, and I'd like to hear your comment on this. I taught our children gun safety, me and the children. It was a very serious event. It wasn't laughing and joking. It was serious. And then I showed them a video. It was a VHS tape. This was, you know, back in the 90s. I showed them a VHS tape about gun safety. And it had some Hollywood actors in it. And then I took them out to shoot bolt action rifles. And then I asked the sheriff to come on over. The sheriff of the same county that you and I both lived in back in the 90s. And they sent their deputies over, and two deputies came over, and they were willing to do it. They were willing to come out in uniform, armed, onto the farm and spend, well, let's say an hour to an hour and a half with our children to make sure that they knew about gun safety. So that's how I did it, and it was at a very young age. Kermit, would you consider commenting on that, please?
Well, you know, Vince, I think that's really an excellent idea for a couple of reasons. You know, I'm kind of with you on the fact that I try to be careful. You know, I enjoy guns. I try to be careful not to make the comment, well, hey, let's go have some fun with guns, because I want to maintain the respect that they deserve. But I think that, you know, for a sheriff, and you know, where I grew up and where we were at the time, kind of a good old boy in a lot of ways, but they were, and you know, that backfired on some topics, but on things like this, when it comes to taking care of the community or taking care of each other, I think that a lot of times they're willing to do that. But, you know, I don't know of a single, I'm sure there's some out there, but I think of all the law enforcement officers that I've worked with over time. And if you called and said, hey, I'd like you to come talk to my kids for a few minutes on gun safety and the importance of it, I would hope that every elected or public servant in that capacity would stop and take the time to come do that. And you know, there's many reasons to do it. You could, you know, an hour and a half on the front end to create someone that's well trained or better trained on safety saves a lot of hours anywhere else. But I really hope they would do that. And you know, there's other programs out there, but I think that what you did was you taught them in person, and then you brought an external, you know, sometimes people will listen to an external person. They won't listen to mom or dad. And, that's why actually at my house, you know, we go in the backyard and shoot from time to time. But I think that several people have brought their kids over to our house to talk to them about gun safety. And it's for that reason. They want someone else to talk to their kids, because their kids are likely to listen. And it's not that my kids don't listen to me, but I want them to hear from as many different sides as possible so that they understand, you know, this isn't just dad. This is dad, and what, you know, what you did, this is the sheriff's office. These are the people that if you don't do it right are going to be at your doorstep. These are the people that are trained professionals that carry a sidearm every single day. You know, they are, no kidding, they get it, and they're teaching it. So I think what you did was a phenomenal idea. I'm going to copy it and say that it's my own. But I think that on the website, it's one of the things we're going to suggest that people do is contact your sheriff and ask them to come out and teach a little bit. So yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Well, Kermit, here's what happened. Two deputies came out and they talked about gun safety, and as you know, we had a deck on the back of our farmhouse in Virginia. You've been there. And we had a rifle range right off the back of the deck, 100-yard range. And
nice.
I took a 550-gallon oil tank that had a leak in it, and I cut part of the side out, and I used that as the backstop for the .22 target range. And I hung targets in front of it so the lead would be caught in this 550-gallon oil drum, as they called it. Anyway, so we would shoot a lot off the deck, and we started out with bolt action. And I don't recommend that, parents, I don't recommend that you start your children out with a semi-automatic rifle, whether it be a Ruger 10/22 or something else. I just think that's unacceptable. I think you need to start with a single-shot rifle in .22 caliber first. And it's okay to use shorts if you can find them, even though they're more expensive. .22 caliber shorts, they're less powerful. But, you know, and they could potentially do less damage if they hit something by accident. But a bolt action is where I think you should start. But I wanted to share with us what happened after the children demonstrated their proficiency to the deputies. The deputies then said, well, have you ever shot a handgun? And our children said yes. And the deputy said, would you like to try this one? This is a .40 caliber. Our children said, sure. Thank you very much. And they did. They put one round in the chamber. And the reaction was, wow. your children shoot better than some of my deputy, some of our deputies. I thought that was pretty interesting. And so would our children be as good in a firefight? No, I don't think so. But in terms of accuracy and taking time and aiming and squeezing the trigger, they were pretty good. So you can learn at an early age, and I think the safety is really, really important. And our children today all, they carry firearms with them. And I'll say at most times. I'm not going to say at all times. But at most times they have them with them. And it's just part of who they are. And that's how they were raised.
Right. I think that's a large part of it. It's how they're raised. And, you know, your kids might be better than his deputies, too, because they have that respect for it. You know, your comment on a bolt action versus a semi. When you have a bolt action, you have to think through the process every time you go to pull the trigger. And I think that having that underlying foundation, that's what is so key, so that then when you do get something that shoots multiple times, they don't, you know, you're used to taking your finger off the trigger when needed. You're used to following the process. And I think that that's vital. And, you know, we did something kind of similar with our kids. We were shooting and enjoying, and they were shooting some smaller caliber handguns. And I said, hey, do you want to try shooting a 45, a bigger gun?
Mm.
And so the person that was with me, he was kind of helping me with the safety aspect. He actually, my brother-in-law, James, he's taught me a ton of safety for regarding guns. And so he had his 45. It's a range officer. And we put one, same as you, we put one in the chamber. And when my child went to shoot it, the gun actually flew out of her hands. And it scared her. I mean, tremendous. It scared her to the point I had to be like, it's okay. You know, it's not a problem. But it taught something that I could never say. It taught something I could never teach with verbs or actions. Something that she experienced that she understood immediately. The power and respect. The power of the gun and the respect she needed to have for it. And, there's a Bible verse, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And, you know, I think wisdom in firearm safety is you need to fear the power of what a gun can do. You don't have to fear the gun itself. You don't have to fear taking action. A lot of things you don't have to fear about a gun, but you need to have a gut check respect for the capability of a firearm. And it doesn't matter if it's a BB gun, a 22, you know, I've seen airsoft injuries, like literally someone put an eye out. And it reminds me of the Red Ryder BB gun, and the right. stories that you and I grew up hearing. But understanding the power, and it's just like, you know, they would shoot the 22 rifle, and every once in a while, hey, do you want to shoot the Daddy's 308, or do you want to shoot, you know, a Mosin Nagant? You know, let somebody shoot a Mosin Nagant, they gain a new respect and understanding of every rifle that exists because they understand the power that it has and the respect that is demanded for it. And I think that that's a good lesson if it's taught in the right manner, if it's taught at the right format. And again, age appropriate, maturity appropriate for your child. But I think that it's something parents should consider. Even if it's just if you don't own a gun, take them to a gun range and just say, hey, I want my child to understand how dangerous firearms can be. I've seen some gun ranges, they you know, put pumpkins or whatever just to demonstrate this is what can happen. Seeing that is a lot different than just hearing about it or seeing it in a book. So I don't know if you ever did anything like that with your kids where you shot something that kind of exploded and then you used the teaching moment, I'm guessing that you did, of, hey, you know, now you see what it can do. That's why you got to be careful. You got to hammer that home, and you can't be complacent. It has to be nonstop. You know, I bet that wasn't the only time you talked to your kids about gun safety. Am I right?
Oh, no. Actually, gun safety is taught every time we go to the range. Every time.
There you go.
And when I say the range, I mean on the farm, regardless of where we're shooting. At that range, we are teaching gun safety before we start, absolutely before we start. And I'm talking about even though our children are older than 20, we still teach it before we start. And you're absolutely right. Even when we're packing up to go to the range, we're talking about gun safety. Now, you were telling the story about the 45. I did something similar to that. In the 1990s, I used to sleep with an M1 carbine, a World War II battle rifle, okay? And so did Mrs. Finelli. So there would be one on one each side of the bed, okay? And one of our children, who was six at the time, said, yeah, I'd like to shoot that. And I said, are you sure? And he said, yeah, Daddy, I'd like to shoot that. And I said, okay. Right. So we went out to the range behind our house. And I put, you know, I let him dry fire it several times. And I said, now here's what's going to happen. This is going to be really loud. So we're going to need hearing protection, as we always use. And we're going to have protective glasses on. And we'll put one round in it. So after cycling it many, many times and pointing it downrange and making absolutely certain that he could handle this and hold on to it, put one cartridge in the chamber, and he was able to fire it under my supervision, and he did. He squeezed the trigger, and when it went off, he was in tears, absolute tears. The power of just that 30 caliber carbine, which is probably about the minimum size of a 30 caliber rifle. I mean, the smallest cartridge you could get. He was in tears. So he saw the power of a battle rifle for the first time. Way different
way
from that
different.
22. Way, yeah. And we come back. Let's just talk a little bit more about that Cricket. I just love the concept of that Cricket rifle, that short barrel 22 bolt action. We didn't have those when I was a child, but I think it's a great way to go. Kermit Jones, author. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Last day of God, you're. Take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds, turn.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hey, Kermit Jones is with us, and we're talking about. Firearm safety with children. Kermit, you've got a lot of friends. I mean, you have a lot of friends. We're number six today on TalkStream Live. Is the whole Navy? Is the whole Navy listening to this broadcast?
I don't know. I hope so. But I think the reason is that this is such an important topic, and I think people want to learn more. You know, we've been fed so much from media, from whatever. You know, we should have done it probably a couple of weeks ago when Diane Sawyer did the Young Guns comment. But I think that's why this is a topic that people want to know about because they are concerned about the safety of their children. They're concerned about accidental deaths. And if you listen to the media, you think that, you know, thousands of kids die every year accidental deaths. And really the number's on, you know, 100 or 200, and that's still too many. And we need to get it to zero. But I think that it is a topic that strikes a chord with people, that resonates with them.
Hmm. Yeah, and the reason I wanted to mention the cricket, Kermit, is that was a firearm that was not available when I was young. Now, this is a very short barreled 22 long rifle chambered long gun, but it's small. It's the size that a young person, let's say 6 through maybe 12 years old, maybe a little older for a slight build. It's a single shot, and I priced it. I priced it during the break. $113 if you want a synthetic stock. You can get that in pink, or, you know, for the young girls. You can get it in black for the young boys. Or you can upgrade, you know, to the wood laminated stock at $141. Okay? What a great gift that is. Teaching safety, because it is only one shot at a time, and pull the firing pin back, cock it, you know, for each shot, right? Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah, it is. And there's also the Chipmunk. If you look on the web, they're the same company, Keystone Sporting Arms, and they did it to target. I mean, that age group, for parents to be able to introduce their children to firearm sports And, you know, it is a very deliberate, there's no put around in. And, you know, I think part of it is some accidental shootings or accidental discharges that happen on the range is you put the bolt forward and then the kid goes to aim and they're swinging the barrel around if you're not teaching them how to handle it properly. And so with this one, you literally, they have to be looking down range, and the safety is you have to pull the firing pin back. So, you know, it's not you maybe left it on safe, maybe you didn't, you know, because a lot of times we just slam the bolt home and we haven't put it on safety or something when we're in that groove. But with this one, the safety is literally you have to pull back the firing pin on every single shot. And so it just adds a component that I think really helps, and it focuses the child on what's the process for shooting the rifle. So, and actually, sure. I was looking during the break too. They have a new pistol out. I'm not sure how much of a pistol it is, but it's a similar bolt action pistol with you have to pull it back on each shot. So, for that fabulous safety feature.
Mm-hmm. Kermit, let's see if you and I agree. I believe we will right here. We haven't discussed this, but do we agree that a semi-automatic firearm is absolutely not the first choice for a young first-time shooter? I'm talking about a child shooter. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely agree. I think that it is not a good judgment call. I think that, you know, unless, even if you take the time to put one bullet in at a time, and I've done that when all I had was a tube-fed 22 or something like that, a semi to teach somebody, you put one bullet in and we're chambering at each one, which is a little more painful, but hey, that's the safety feature of it. Because if you give a child, they shoot the first shot, and then they get excited, you know, that's where trouble comes in, and that's where you have to be careful. So I absolutely agree with you, Vincent, that a single shot, bolt action, teaches them the basics in a much safer way.
Prepper Pete prepares. Prepper Pete's 12 Days of Prepper Christmas and Prepper Pete's Gun of a Son. Page one, usapreparers.com. If you'd like to see the offerings, you might want to consider purchasing these for your children. I've read them all. I support and endorse them. Kermit Jones, thanks so much for being with us today. We'll have you back again and again, okay? Class, stay tuned. Deborah Tavares is coming up next.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.